Hey, you're listening to Coffee and Commerce. Coffee and Commerce. It's a podcast that talks about all the fun, geeky things going on in the world of e-commerce and technology. And today it's about how small businesses grow bigger with social media.
Hey, we are back as promised with another episode of Coffee and Commerce. And this time we have something really hot for you listeners. I'm the host for this podcast, Ketan, content marketer at Sid Commerce, along with my co-host Akash for this episode of our podcast, How Small Businesses Grow Bigger with Social Media.
Well, long gone are the days when social media platforms were just used for just sharing photos and messaging with their friends. Well, Ketan, with this note, my name is Akash, and today we are talking about social media. Oh, let's say social selling, or in a more elaborated way, social commerce. Well, guys, previously, only e-commerce websites were the ones who were making sales. Even if you remember, Ketan, like few years back, we were just selling on e-commerce websites. But nowadays, the game has totally changed. The balls are now into the corner of social media. Mm-hmm. Now what they are doing, like if you want to have some quick sales, then not only e-commerce website, but you should target social media, social commerce itself.
Definitely. And in this episode, Akash, we're going to cover all the trending social selling platforms. Mm-hmm. We are very much aware that Facebook is not like just concerned with the hello, hi,
not at all, not at all. Yeah.
So we're going to like cover all the trending social selling platforms that being a seller one shall not miss, and like 2020 is the game for social selling. So without any delay, we'll be starting with the long list that we have. At first, it's Facebook social commerce, which is Facebook marketplace.
That's the big term, guys.
Yes, Facebook, because Facebook has been one long race runner, and it has transformed itself as per the demands of its users tremendously. 2019 it is, Akash, and Facebook now has its in-app purchasing and checkout feature that lets a seller the ease to sell effectively on Facebook, and the buyers the ease of completing the whole funnel from the platform.
That's something innovative.
Yes, and I have also some mind-boggling stats to prove how big Facebook social commerce is going to be.
Okay.
Let's say when I say this, around 30% of the users who clicked on an ad has made a purchase on Facebook.
How many percentage?
30% it is.
That's
and you can believe
number.
Me.
That's a huge number.
And the outcome of this is that I'm hoping 93% of social media advertisers are today using Facebook.
That's humongous. Yes. That's humongous.
And definitely. And one big thing, right? Because 96% of the visits over Facebook is usually done via a cell phone or a smartphone, if you say. Mm-hmm. Adapting to a mobile first behavior is really going to provide like real help to the sellers out there. And the best part I'll be saying would be that what's all needed to sell there, it's just nothing more than a business page on Facebook.
That's it.
That is it. You just need to have a business page on Facebook, because there are already various social commerce platforms, not the social commerce, but the commerce platforms like Shopify, WooCommerce, and BigCommerce. Like, they're not a new name. Everyone is like aware of that.
Yeah.
And others provide a fully automated backend support that makes the selling super easy for them.
Okay.
Right? And moving in, Akash, like, what potential social platforms do you think are going to shape the future?
Well, with me, I have a very prominent one, which is by the name of Instagram. Well, yes, listeners, Instagram.
Instagram is one of my favorite apps.
Me too. Well, I should say we do exist. Well, Instagram shopping, which allows the tagging of products. Well, Instagram is one of the most promising platforms when it comes to creating a social selling strategy. Well, personally, I think, Ketan, that it has the maximum potential. If you compare Facebook to Instagram, my bent goes towards Instagram.
Maybe that's why Facebook turned to Instagram, right?
That may be a chance. So the new Instagram shopping feature, which was lately launched in March 2019, it particularly allows brands to tag up to 5 products in a post which you share on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Then what users can do, users can check that particular tags with the additional information. Like, let's say that will have a product description, that will have the most important thing, price information. Most importantly, shoppers are given a direct link to the company's website where they can finalize the purchase. Now, Ketan, just to prove my point, I have some stats. Like, since making this feature available, one brand, I'll not take the name, but one brand has increased its sale revenue by 8%.
That's such a fortunate brand.
Exactly. Now, with the companies like Nike, Adidas playing in this game of Instagram shopping, this will surely be a super hit in 2020.
This has to be. I can see the potential here, right?
Exactly. Now, moving ahead, we have like conversational commerce. Well, the world of automated bots working on different messengers is expected to be on a huge rise in the coming few years. Mm-hmm. Now, particularly this term, conversational commerce, I'll explain you in a depth. Like, this is an automated technology powered by rules and some sort of artificial intelligence that enables online shoppers and brands to interact with one and another via voice chat or via chat.
Why this seems to be a rocket science?
This is the definition, Ketan, which you will get on Google.
Okay.
But listeners, we are not just here for the Google definition. We are here to simplify the things. So there are several chatbots, like I'll give you in a more elaborated way. There are several chatbots which work in a very, very innovative way to improve the sales of your particular product. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, there is a company which gained my personal attention is by the name of Jumper.ai.
Okay.
There is this company. Now, what they basically do is, like, they use AI in the conversation of the chats, and they actually drive sales from the customer just by chatting with that customer. Like, there is an AI who is chatting with the customer, and he can derive the sales from that particular chat itself. Just to simplify my point, I will give you an example. Like, let's say if I have uploaded a, let's say my favorite brand is Nike. I have uploaded a t-shirt of Nike on Facebook. And in the messenger in my Facebook shop, I have this particular AI which is already placed. Now, in the description, I have written that if you want to purchase this t-shirt, enter purchase in the comment box. So, purchase is now a trigger word.
Trigger word for the chatbot.
For the chatbot, exactly. Now, as soon as a customer goes in the comment section and types in purchase, so the chatbot will automatically initiate a message into the customer's Facebook messenger.
Mm-hmm.
It will ask that what size you want to purchase. Like, let's say I have entered large. I am 6'1", so I'll prefer large.
Mm-hmm.
Now, second question would be, like, let's say, what will be the shipping details? You enter the shipping details. Third question will be, enter the payment option. Let's say you choose cash on delivery.
Okay.
Now, the fourth would be, like, let's say, do you want to confirm this sale? You just entered yes, and the sale is made. Everything is done just on the chat. There is no redirection, nothing.
So the whole funnel is getting completed with just a bot chatting with you.
Exactly.
Getting your products, right?
Like, conversational commerce is, like, today it's possible on all platforms that supports chat or even voice bots.
Mm-hmm.
Like Facebook Messenger, Amazon Alexa, Google Home, Apple Business Chat, SMS, WeChat, Line, Telegram, etc. Like, you just name it, there is a whole lot of it.
So with this, I'm getting a sense that it's about the voice commerce that we discussed
in the previous episode. Exactly.
So listeners, it's just like connecting things. So if you have missed our first
podcast, go to the first episode of the podcast.
Yes, voice commerce to understand this point really better. We have explained this, right?
Ketan, I have also heard one point about Snapchat. Like, it's coming with the AR shopping experience. Would you like to elaborate?
Akash, Snapchat is the app for the Gen X, right? And the new generation Facebook, it is, I'm telling you. More videos there are, more fun, you see.
Yeah, it's going
all right there. So right now, the monthly average users, I'll be presenting some stats to make my point that how big is Snapchat going.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, the monthly average users on Snapchat are 310.7 million.
That's huge.
And surprisingly, 190 million average active accounts per day are there.
Okay.
And 3 billion snaps are created every day.
Okay.
And the more and more features Snapchat is providing is debuting e-commerce with shoppable AR. The number is surely about to be hyped. So Snapchat is having its shoppable AR thing,
okay,
in which, like, there are AR frames and filters which now comes with a button that can redirect a customer of yours to your online store or the app where they can easily, like, complete the checkout process, and everything that I've just mentioned will be happening in one single click on your Snapchat.
Okay, so it's something like similar to Instagram shopping, something more like you upload over here on Snapchat in a video that
yes,
is done in a post.
Definitely. So it's just about how audio and video comes, because every platform is having it their own.
Exactly, their own extractor.
Yes. So in that way, Snapchat is dealing, and like the big players like Adidas, they've already started using this shoppable AR feature for selling its product over Snapchat. And the best part is, these days, like, apps like Spark AR have made it really easy for people to get into the game of shoppable AR. Spark AR is an app which allows you to create filters for the AR for the Snapchat really easy. You just have to log in there and everything's like really automated, right? So Snapchat is going to grab the attention of all the millennials and this soon is going to boom at the speed of flash, I'm telling you.
This is going to be a huge success in
future. Yes. And after this, Akash, one more potential platform is Pinterest.
Okay.
Yes, and Pinterest business accounts now, like, come with a buy now pins.
Buy now pins, what's that?
Yes, actually Pinterest, like, one stop, like, if I say Pinterest is one-stop solution, one-stop platform for aesthetics and art, right?
Okay.
And when it comes to online selling, Akash, this is not leaving behind itself. Even I purchased one picture from the, like, it was a yawn emoji. I had to hang it right beside my bed. So I just ordered there. I'm a very drowsy person sometimes. So I just ordered that.
And I know that.
Being a, like, buyer, I was really satisfied by the services that I was getting.
Okay.
And, like, when I talk about selling on Pinterest, why, what is this buy now pins? So it has, like, really good choices for the sellers. The only requirement that one needs to have is, like, have a one online store that is running. And like it has to run upon some of the platforms, or like I already mentioned, like Shopify, BigCommerce, WooCommerce. And if you're having this, these buy now pins will already be there. So what is happening is that your pins that you have created will now have a one button with the name buy now.
Okay.
You'll click on it, you'll be redirected. The same thing is happening, but everyone is evolving itself in the very like
every social media platform is doing it into its own way.
Yes, and this is how, like how it is going, right?
Mm.
And apart from this, like pins, Akash, there is one more trendy topic right now. And over the internet, there is a lot of confusion when it comes to influencer.
Influencer,
right?
Yeah, that's
so. I guess that you might be having, you have been connected with many influencers now. So just give us some quick tips, like how to be successful at ad. What can be the quick tips? What influencers to select? How to approach them?
Okay.
And like how to work with them.
I understand your point. Soon I'll be also be an influencer.
Yes, because when it comes about Instagram and other social platforms, influencers are there which are really helping out people.
Most importantly,
right?
Like in this particular era, like if you talk about working out with nano influencers, or in a more important way, let's say influencer marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Like in this particular era of sponsored posting, customers who are the end customers, the actual customers, are already aware that influencers and celebrities make a huge money just by promoting products of some specific brands on social media. Let's say if I'm Ronaldo, mm-hmm. if I share a particular post of Nike, then everyone will go and purchase Nike. So I know that Ronaldo is making money out of it.
Definitely. Yeah.
But now, since consumers don't want to rely on those paid ads, so it is no surprise that 70% of the people,
mm-hmm.
mind it, 70% of the people who are influenced just by their family members, friends, or maybe friends of friends,
mm-hmm.
or who they connect with online. Thus, nano influencers bring more value to the brands these days than to those comparison in the celebrity section.
So you're saying about like nano influencer, right? What about influencer? Who these like
nano influencers are somewhat like, let's say if you have a follower list of less than 5,000, you become a nano influencer.
Talking about me, right?
Somewhat. Well, nano influencers who have their niche on a very following topic, on a very particular topic,
mm-hmm.
the customer's orientation is particularly to that topic. Now, as these influencers are focused on something very specific, so their followers trust them blindly. More than some big e-commerce giants, or let's say more than some big influencers while seeking recommendation. For brands, these particular influencers with smaller followings are very open for collaboration. They can work with big or small companies in order to monetize their social media expertise.
Definitely.
I'll give you
someone with 2.5 million. Like,
that's going to cost you a huge amount of
money.
But these can work, like they can come very cheap. Also, for instance, like let's say I have an example over here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say if I own a particular club which offers food and drinks to the customers. Now, rather than putting money on social media ads, what you can do is like you can organize a bloggers meet wherein you can call all the local food influencers for a get together,
mm-hmm.
on your own expense. Now, this what we'll do is like seamlessly spread the word about your food, about your services within these small communities to which you would be reaching by Google Ads, which basically means like you have already reached to the end customer with the help of these influencers. 23% of the shoppers are already influenced by recommendations they read on social media. So just imagine if a influencer write a post,
mm-hmm.
the reach is humongous into this.
Far ahead, far
exactly.
ahead. Right.
Now, in some instances, working with nano influencers is very affordable because they do not charge much. They just, you can exchange them in a barter system, like you can offer them some coupons, something like that.
Like and a shout out for a shout out would work sometimes.
Exactly.
Right?
Sometimes like you can offer something in a barter system,
mm-hmm.
and they'll do a post for you.
Definitely.
Now, these promotional posts will particularly result in gaining more reach to the correct audience, which you might be planning with paid ads.
Yes, and I guess that this solves like the confusion running over the internet that not just the influencer marketing it is
nano influencer marketing.
Like you reach the people who are having a lesser following but a targeted one, so that you reach your direct customer with their trust and their value.
That's
right?
The main
definitely. So yeah, so 2020 is going to be the year of social commerce, and with all of these giants playing big into the game, The competition, I'm telling you, Akash, the race will be number one social selling commerce platform is really going to be big. Yeah. And what's happening is sellers in the mid of all this will be getting good chances to grow and excel their businesses.
Let's give our listeners a recap about what we just listed out over here.
Oh, all right. So this is just a quick recap that I'll be telling. I guess we discussed about Facebook, social commerce, yeah, that's amazing in-app purchases, yeah. Your favorite Instagram shopping that allows tagging of products. And then we come to conversational commerce. And this is the automated bots using, right? And Snapchat with the shoppable AR experience. Pinterest, buy now pins. And of course, like, how can I forget about nano influencers? That is influencer marketing.
Oh,
right?
In a particular way, you can say that nano influencer marketing. So modern customers are already increasingly looking for product recommendations on social media. Mm-hmm. Now, social shopping into your strategy with the right e-commerce marketing tools can improve your customer journey, and this can particularly drive more e-commerce sales. Now, as this particular era of social shopping will continue to boom in this next year of 2020, what brands have a unique opportunity to use this customer's favorite network to reach to their particular customer and strengthen their relationship with their customers?
So there is meaning, like, taking your products to right where your customers are spending most of their time.
Exactly, right? Because every customer spends like at least 2 to 3 hours on social media.
On social media, that is like proven from many like sites. So listeners, this was the digest of this week about social selling and social commerce. So once again, don't miss to hit the subscribe button to get connected with Coffee and Commerce and its amazing episodes, which are fun, geeky, and full of technology. So stay tuned and stay connected.
Peace out.